June 4th is not just any day of the month. It's not just a Sunday, but it's going to be a special Sunday next on Table Talk. Hey, I'm Kyle Gatlin. Welcome to Table Talk. I am here with Laura Grace Holmes. Welcome, Laura Grace. Good to have you back on Table Talk.
Thanks, Kyle.
She is my next door neighbor in the office.
Yes.
We actually live, I don't know, 10 miles apart, but we're actually 10 feet apart in our offices. So it helps a whole lot when we're planning worship services, which is our theme today. June 4th is the first Sunday in June. It's the first Sunday of a sermon series, but more importantly than that is something special going on at 5 o'clock on June 4th, located at First United Methodist Church of Dothan. That's on Main Street, a few miles down the road from our church. What is going on June 4th at 5 o'clock?
Kyle, we're having a service, a prayer service called This We Pray, and Aaron Smith and I, Aaron's the music minister over there, when all of our churches started discussing a lot of changes happening, we kind of just did what we knew how to do, and that was music. And we wanted to come together through the ministry of music with our chancel choirs and yet bringing both churches together to have a service of prayer, a service of coming together in music, worship, and that's what we're planning on doing Sunday.
And this is obviously it's given you, you and Aaron have met before because y'all been with the Tri-State Community Choir together. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I reached out to her when she came to First Methodist, and we just hit it right off, and it was just really neat to connect with somebody in the town kind of doing the same thing I'm doing in two different places. It's neat to see how God places his people all over. And we've just hit it off, and she's become involved with the Tri-State Community Choir and got her hands in lots of places all over town.
And if you've been, those of you keeping up with the community of Dothan, last September, that was 2022, there was a prayer gathering at the Civic Center. Dr. Charles Lewis and Mark Saliba were pretty much, he's the mayor, by the way, if y'all didn't know, sort of pretty much were the spearheads behind getting this together. And then a bunch of ministers have made a decision to keep having groups of prayer going throughout the year, trying to do it four times a year. We just finished up a few weeks ago at First Assembly of God across the street from our church. Then we'll have another one coming up in October at First Pres, also right down the street. So churches are already getting together, pastors and congregations are trying to do stuff together, surrounded by prayer, because of all the things that the churches disagree on, the one thing that all of the churches have agreed upon is that the communication with God is key. God speaking to us, God directing us and guiding us, and us, coming together to implore our people and our community to cry out to God for Him to work in our lives and in our churches and through us for the community. So this is part of something that we hope can get a little bit bigger.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We want to invite other churches to be a part of this.
What's going to be taking place? First United Methodist Church, downtown Dothan, right on Main Street. It's not really downtown, but it's toward downtown. Corner of Park and Main, isn't that right? I think I'm pretty sure that's right. 5 o'clock, June 4th. So what's actually going to go on during the service? Give us sort of a bird's eye view of it, and maybe a little bit of details of what's going on.
Two churches going in different directions in the public's eye, coming together for the statement of going the same direction of pointing people to Christ through prayer and through song. So we have both of our chancel choirs that have been rehearsing on their own. We're meeting the next couple of weeks together. We're preparing these songs that are just songs of prayer, that are actual prayers. And then two pastors coming together, leading this service, and two congregations coming together. We're going to have a fellowship on the lawn after the concert. Sunday school classes from both churches are providing the food. We just want afterwards, just think about going back in time 50 years and just getting together at church and eating and worshiping and fellowshipping and just loving each other for the sake of loving each other.
So you and Aaron have chosen songs. Aaron is the director at First Methodist,
yes.
Right? Okay, just making sure I have the right name. Y'all have chosen songs that all have to do, well, they're actually prayers within themselves.
Yes.
Just put to music.
Yes.
And you have what, 20 songs, 30 songs? How many songs are we going to have?
Well, 7 or 8.
Okay. Seven or 8 songs, but we're going to intersperse
the actual prayers. Yeah. So we have the prayer of Mother Teresa, which many people know. Lord, help me spread your fragrance wherever I go. Flood my soul with thy spirit. It's put to a beautiful arrangement. But then different leaders within the church are going to be leading different prayers around the sung prayers.
And the themes, you mentioned me earlier, justice was a theme. Mm-hmm. Any other themes that these prayers have?
We are praying for mercy. We are praying for the light, God's light. We're praying for the protection for so many, prayers for peace, and then, of course, a prayer for blessing over everybody.
So when you hear these themes, when I hear these themes, it speaks to nothing about division. It speaks to nothing about a denomination.
Correct.
This is literally prayers that people pray to God from any walk of life and every walk of life. And so what I'm hoping that will take place is not only will the choir members who are singing this make this their prayer, that those who are hearing it that they will be praying alongside you, because this is the one thing that can bring us together.
Yes.
Right. And truthfully, the reason that our two churches are doing this is really there's a couple connections, right?
Yeah.
You and Aaron got connected just because of your positions, mm-hmm. at two churches right down the road from each other. A number of the founders of Covenant came out of First United Methodist Church. David Saliba, the pastor at First United Methodist Church, grew up at Covenant. So we have a lot of connections. And David and I already talked before that there's just because we're now in two different denominations isn't going to change anything that he and I have as far as the relationship go. We're still friends. We still hang out some. We still just check in on each other and have coffee. That's going to stay the same. And so the idea of coming together on the lawn even further illustrates what we can do. And actually, those of you, if you watch Facebook, you're going to see an ad that David and I did, an announcement or whatever. And David came up with this and said, this may be the first time in the history of the world that the Global Methodist Church and United Methodist Church are doing anything together. So he may be right. I don't know. We hadn't checked
maybe
it out.
Maybe the only one.
maybe the only one. So he came up with that, and I thought that was unique and is accurate, because behind the scenes, there have been there's been some acrimony on both sides of this debate and this division, but he and I have not had that, and we don't wish that for our churches. And so I thank you and Aaron for putting this together, for reminding us what we can do and not what we can't do.
Exactly. Denominations are denominations are man-made, but our pathway to God, it doesn't change. There's been a lot of hurt in both churches. Of course, there's always hurt going on in any church, but we want to be the example, the true example of what it means to be followers of Christ. A lot of times you can use music as an excuse to get a point across, even. It happens to be our passion and what we know, what we've studied, and our kind of our ministry area. So that's what we're using it for. But it's amazing how coming together for one purpose can help heal other areas that really don't get touched because they're too sensitive to talk about, or there's just a lot of hurt there. Music has healing powers. And so, you know, first we wanted it to start with us, and specifically our choirs, which, you know, are leaders within our churches, and then spill out into the congregations themselves and give us an excuse almost to just come together and be together in Christ, because that is what it is to be a Christian, to walk in the name of Christ, is to live a life as Christ lived it. And it was all about loving each other. And we want this to just be a stepping stone for what we can do here in this community. across all denominations here in our community.
Yeah, and that's sort of the vision that when you mentioned this and mentioned what you and Aaron were doing a couple months ago and looking at this date, and thought, you know, we're hoping that we can do something a little bit different in 2024. And that's, I think, because of churches and pastors already coming together already is setting the groundwork, hopefully, to be able to have literally a huge National Day of Prayer celebration in May, of the first Thursday of May next year, hopefully at the Civic Center, right? Yeah. Combining a bunch of choirs, not just two choirs.
Right.
But a bunch of choirs from all different denominations and different churches around the area. So that's the goal. And I think because Mayor Saliba is a part of First United Methodist Church, Sunday school teacher, a leader in that church, I sort of told him, you need to be there June 4th because you might could help us, right? Yeah. Help us pull this off for having at the Civic Center and something that he can get behind. And once he gets behind something like that, then it's easy to pull in a couple other people in our community too. So I think that vision is just a small piece of what can happen in our community, because one church can't be the church for everybody. And they can't be. There's no church big enough to hold a very small, minuscule part of the Wiregrass area. So all churches are needed, and God's using all churches, and God's using you and Aaron and to do this. And I thank you so much for your willingness. Thank you for putting in the time and effort, and for all the people that are in these choirs. We definitely want to thank them because they put a little bit extra time, a little bit extra practice to get ready for that. So we want to invite you. I hadn't done this recently, but I need to tell you, June 4th at 5 o'clock. I need to repeat that. When Benson and I were advertising the other prayer service at his church, we repeated it plenty of times, I believe. Did not mention it enough here, but June 4th, that's 5 o'clock at First United Methodist Church, downtown Dothan, well, technically Park in Maine. And the bonus is stay for the whole thing, and you're going to get some yummy stuff on the outside. Do we get ice cream?
I'm hoping.
Do we get okay?
There may lots be of refreshment.
That we should get ice cream. Is what I was pushing
we
for.
We will have ice cream for you, Kyle.
Thank you. We're paying for it though.
Yeah, I think, there you go.
That's why we're going to have it, because we're paying.
Yes,
for it.
Yes, it is a free event. It's a service. Yes.
Yeah. So that's everything on the lawn, everything is free. So you'll be asked for no money, at least publicly. Now I may come up to you privately and ask you to help me pay for it. But other than that, I'm not. Anyway, so thank you again, Laura Grace, and may God bless this time, and may the efforts that you and Aaron and all the choir members at Covenant and First Methodist just have energy and understand that God can use y'all during this time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kyle.